Who will stand against our King? No one can. No one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
Praise be to God. The priority part 2, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. The Bible says, now it happened as they went that they entered a certain village. It's talking about Jesus. It's talking about his team of apostles. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. 41. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed. Tell someone, pay attention to priorities. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Now, the posture of God in the New Testament church defeats the consideration of people when they think that Christianity is a religion. It defeats how many people see Christianity as religion. Many people consider Christianity to be a type of religion, but Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is not a religion like you may have studied in school during your religious and moral education class, like you have read from a book. Christianity is not a religion. Religion, ladies and gentlemen, is a belief of a God and the various ways that God can be pursued and served. That's what religion means. The belief in a God and how that God can be pursued and served. Are you still there? But Christianity is beyond that. Christianity talks about the life of Christ Jesus expressed through an individual. The life of Christ Jesus expressed through an individual. Christianity is bigger than having a Christian lifestyle, because there are many people who can fake a lifestyle. They can fake a style of living but not have the life behind the style. So when we talk about Christianity, we are talking about Christ Jesus living in your heart, and he begins to express his life through you. When we say Christianity, Jesus living in your heart to a point where he expresses his nature, to a point where he expresses his power and his presence. That is what we call Christianity. Are you still there? When we say Christianity, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is a relationship between God and man which has been started by God. Hear me, religion is started by human beings. Human beings are trying to seek God. They are trying to understand God. They are trying to get ways by which they can serve God. But Christianity is not like that. Christianity, before you look for God, he finds you and expresses himself through you. It's a good place to clap your hands. Praise be to God. In Christianity, before you learn how to love God, before you learn how to love your neighbor, before you learn how to love yourself, God has already loved you. And he has deposited his love in your heart to help you to love your neighbor, to help you to love yourself. Are you still there? So before you go about looking for God, he is already standing behind the door of your heart. And he is knocking. He is knocking, asking for your permission to open the door of your hearts to him. In the day you open your door to him, he will come into your life. He will fellowship with you. And you have a long-lasting relationship with you. That is Christianity. That is why we call him Emmanuel. God is with us. Not God that we are looking for. Are you there? God is with us. Not God that we are looking for. Let's look at some scriptures. Bible said in Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. Can you take us to Revelation 3 verse 20? Praise be to God. Are you still here? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. This morning, God is knocking on the doors of people's heart that I have come again. I am knocking on your heart. If only you open the door, I will come into your life. We will dine together. Praise be to God. Isaiah 65 verse 24. Isaiah 65 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. In Christianity, God does not want you to call him over and over again before he answers you. He said, before they call, I will answer. So these two scriptures, in fact, reveals the essence of Christianity. It reveals God as our Father who has a relationship with us who are his children. It reveals that God is our Father who is more willing to answer than we are willing to call out unto him. God is our Father who is more willing to help us than we are willing to ask him for help. That is Christianity. Are you still there? You know, this is very important to help you appreciate what we read in Luke chapter 10. Until you understand this, you find it difficult to understand what I'm about to say. You will see that as we have started a new year like this with God, God is presenting to you another opportunity to review your priorities. God has given you another opportunity. All the teachings of this month is to help you to reconsider your priorities. It's to help you to make adjustment to your priorities. Are you still there? When you have priorities in life, it simply means that you have learned to pay attention to what is more important to you than what is urgent. When you have priorities in life, it simply means what? You have learned to pay more attention to what is important to you than what is urgent. In life, we have important things and we have urgent things. Hello? Your priorities allow you to consider what must come first before others. There are some things that you must do first in this year before some other things. When you do those other things first, your year may not go well. Hello? Because you cannot start building a house and go and buy roofing sheet and put it in the ground. Nobody puts roofing sheet in the ground as a way of starting build as a way of having foundation done. Nobody does that. Hello? Maybe a new technology is about to come up that you buy roofing sheet and put it in the ground. And so we saw Jesus and his disciples who, without the invitation of Martha, entered into the house of Martha and Mary. And Bible said, Martha welcomed them into her room. Martha opened the door to Jesus and his team of apostles, and something phenomenal happened. What happened, man of God? The one who welcomed Jesus into her room was distracted away from her guest. But the one who did not even invite Jesus, she was the one who benefited from the visit of Jesus, whose name is Mary. She didn't open the door, but she rather benefited from the visit of Jesus, which stands to reason that you can be born again first in your family. You can be the one to go to church the most. But if you don't set your priorities right, people who join you later may enjoy benefits you are not enjoying. Hello? Why? Because Martha, the one who opened the door, was distracted. Touch your head and say, I will not be distracted this year. Oh, come on, shout, I will not be distracted this year. Prove that you love God, ladies and gentlemen. After you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior, it's your ability to demonstrate in your pursuit what is important to God. Can I show you a secret? If you love a woman and she's not giving you attention, the way to catch her attention is to know the things that she values in life. Align yourself with those things. And brother, you have won. Some people didn't hear. Let me repeat it. When you are hitting on a lady small, small, and it looks like she's not giving you attention, look for the things that are important to her in life. Brother, just match yourself with those things. You score a jackpot. If you say you love God, you must pursue the things that are important to God. Many people love God, but they don't love God first. Hello? They love God, but the love that they have for God is not the first. They have some other things they love before God. So, in the scripture we read about Martha, Martha loves Jesus, but she does not love Jesus first. But when Jesus came into her room, she had other things that she thinks is more important than sitting at the feet of Jesus. Are you catching it? Yes. Or are you still there? Yes. Some things were more important to her than Jesus. That is why she paid attention to those things. When you truly love God, you will learn to pursue what is important to God. So the question is, what at all is important to God? Are you still there? In your dealings with God, ladies and gentlemen, you will discover that it is important to God if you give him the topmost place and the first place of your life. What is important to God is that he becomes the first thing in your life. He occupies the topmost place in your life. Hear me carefully. Whatever you do, once God is not the first, he cannot be part of the rest, because God cannot be second. I take it again. Whatever you do in life, once God is not the first, brother, he cannot be part of the rest, because God cannot be second. He can't. He cannot. Whatever is important to you, once it makes you put God second, it cannot be acceptable by him. No. You see, throughout the scriptures, God reserves the first position for himself. God reserves what is best for himself. That is why when God started talking from the beginning of time, the moment he said, Genesis 1 verse 1, he said, in the beginning, the first thing God said was that he introduced himself before he even talk about something else, because the first position is for him. Nothing matters at the first position like God. Are you there? So he said, in the beginning, God, he introduced himself first before any other thing. Because the first position is for God. It is this same need to be first. and have the first that made God to reject the offerings of Cain and accept the offerings of what? Abel. Genesis 4, 3 to 5. The reason we come to church and some people's prayers are answered and some people go home under closed heaven is because those whose prayers are answered put God first in their lives. Sister, if you don't put God first, forget, you will not be part of the rest of your life. Because God cannot be second. He cannot be second. He cannot wait to see that something is first in your life. Then he will align himself. No. He must be the first and the first only. Let's look at it. Abel, all right, Genesis 4, 3 to 5. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. It's a good thing. The next verse. Abel also brought of the what? Of the what? Oh, preach with me now. Of the what? Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Are you there with me? He brought the firstborn of his animal to God. But when Cain was presenting offering to God, he gave God some portions of his fruit, not the first. Probably he has fired the first already. Are you there with me? Bible said God had respect for Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. This is the reason we have a lot of people angry in the church. Because they pray. They give offerings. But they don't understand the principle of the first. When you don't give your first and your best to God, he is not interested. Keep it, take it home. The Father, you can't give him your first and your best. You can't give him anything. Even God, for him to win us, he gave his only begotten son, his best. That is God. Praise be to God. So if you can't give, there are some people, when God calls them at age 24, they say, no, I have to work a bit, I have to work. When they are 60 years, 75, then say, God, I said that God doesn't like good things. When you are going to die, you now want to accept the call of God. You are not serious. He wants your youthful energy in his work. He wants the best of your life to use it to serve him. Are we still together? God cannot be part of it when it is not the first. Hear me. It may not sound important to you, but that is the way of God if you be part of anything. Praise be to God. That is why we give the first month of this year in fasting and seeking the face of God. This is the beginning of the year. We are not enjoying banku. We are not living carelessly. We are deliberate because we must give the first to God. That is why we give the first fruit, the first of our salary, the first of our sweat to God so that he can be part of the rest. It is a choice to do what I'm telling you. But I admonish you to be like Abel. Don't be like Cain. Praise be to God. Be like who? Abel. Once you give the best to God, he just aligns himself with the rest. When God will give the Ten Commandments to Moses to be given to the Israelite, the first commandment, God put himself there. Because he cannot be second. He said that I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. He must mention his place, his interest in the commandment before it can be complete. But he must take the first position. Praise be to God. Someone came to ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment in the law? Matthew 22, 36 and 37. Matthew 22, 36 to 37. Are you catching something this morning? Teacher, What is the great commandment in the law? 37. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. It must be God from the beginning. Once you miss this one, nothing matters anymore. I'm telling you, when the year begins, let me tell you, life is spiritual. When the year begins, we don't see some of our friends because they go into hiding. They go into seeking the face of God. They give their 1 month, January to God, and do a lot of spiritual. Then they come out in February and you think you are the same. You are not the same. Hello? You are not the same. They'll give their best to God before they come, knowing that God is faithful to align with them with the rest. Give the Lord praise. So the first position is reserved for God, and your love for God must be demonstrated by you putting God first in all you do. So you can be distracted like Martha. When Jesus came to the house of Martha, after she gave Jesus seed, she decided to go and prepare meals. She went to the kitchen trying to fry some spring rolls, brother. Then she decided to bake some bread. And so that is a starter. Then she decided to do some Ghanaian jollof for Jesus and his 12 disciples. She said maybe they'll use the washroom. So she quickly, because they came unannounced. So she went to the washroom trying to mop something, trying to start some things. She was distracted. She was running around busybody, doing all manner of things. Jesus is sitting in the hall. But she was paying attention to some urgent matters, but not important matters. Those things are urgent, but they are not important. The most important thing is that they come and sit with Jesus. Hello? Once you brought him into your room, he already knows how your room looked like before he entered. Why do you want to impress? Martha, come and sit down. My mother said, no, I have to clean. I have to remove the cobwebs. As for Mary, she decided to sit at the feet of Jesus. You can be distracted like Martha, running around and doing all manner of things. But I can assure you, you'll be troubled at the end of the year. You'll be worried. You'll be unfulfilled because God will not be part of your hustle. Other things will take your attention when you don't purpose to make God first in a year. When Jesus arrived in the house of Martha, Mary sat at Jesus' feet to receive instructions from his mouth. But Martha was busy with much cooking and household chores. Martha has made urgent matters a topmost priority than what is important. In life, like I mentioned to you, there are some things that are of importance than some other things. When you don't appreciate this, you will overwork yourself in every year. You, at the end, you will be unfulfilled. There are matters that are urgent and other matters that are important. You must know the difference. You must know what is urgent and you must know what is important so that you can know which one to give your attention to. There are 3 major areas of life that bring about urgent matters that must be checked. Number one is it's called your inclination. Your inclination talks about your weakness or wrong appetite. Hello? Hello? Your wrong appetite. Your weakness. Everybody seated hearing the sound of my voice, there is a weakness in you. And that weakness, when it is not well checked, it will not only distract you from important things, but it will waste your life. It will do what? It will waste your life. There must be a deliberate attempt on your part to manage your weakness. Can I tell you something? You cannot kill your weakness, but you can manage it. Anytime you are exposed to the hearing of God's word, strength comes upon you to manage weaknesses. I'm telling you that people are looking very beautiful and handsome this morning. If you open the other door, not the front one, the other door, the weaknesses are massive. God knows. That is why you receive his word, to manage the weakness. Because when you don't do that, it will waste your life. Because weaknesses bring urgent issues, urgent matters. And when it brings urgent matters, it distracts you from important matters. Praise be to God. And when you are distracted, then that is the way you get destroyed. You know that there is this particular song that reminds you of your pain. There is this song that when it's playing from your subwoofer, it reminds you of your head and you feel so sad. And it causes you to shut yourself in. And when you do that, you see yourself crying and sleeping. You cry, "Mama." After you cry your heart out, then you sleep. For the next 1 week, you are not able to do anything. What you have to do is to stop hearing that song. Hello? You have to do what? Because once you stop hearing that song, you starve that weakness that brings you down, for you to be crying and sleeping. Hello? So you are managing that weakness so that it will not waste your life. Else, that weakness will cause you to be crying and be sleeping, to become unproductive. So it means every day that you hear that song in a year, every day you keep crying. Hello? Are you still there? You need to delete that song from your laptop. After you delete, there's a place called recycling bin or recyclable. Delete it. Delete the soul, spirit, and body of that song. You know, there are certain experiences that when you talk about them, it causes a strange appetite to be awoken in you. You find yourself going back to do them. Don't talk about those experiences. When someone asks you, "Have you smoked weed before?" I say, "What is weed?" Have you broken into someone's house before? So I don't know what you are talking about. Because the moment you say, "Oh, in 1994, when we broke into a rich man's house," the appetite will be awoken. That giant that breaks doors will just wake up in you and shake his head. You are looking for the next door to break. There are some things, once they are buried, they are buried. Don't talk about it again. Give the Lord praise. Hello? Once it is buried, praise be to God. It is important to do that to help you focus in this year. Another thing that helps you to manage your weakness is to talk to anyone you respect about it. Because the power of what destroys a man is when it is concealed. But when you talk about it, you are free from it. If you don't trust anybody, when you go down on your knees, don't say it in your head. Tell God, "This is my weakness. Help me come up from." The moment you talk about it, you know, the power that destroys a man is only strong when it is concealed, when it's not spoken about. But the moment you talk about it, you become free from it. Give the Lord praise. Praise be to God. The second area of life that brings about urgent situations that can distract you is people. Shout, people. Trying to please people in your life can distract you from doing what is important. Peer pressure still exists in different forms. There is pressure to keep to a certain standard. So, sister, though you don't have money, you want to catch that standard. You are the one bleeding. No, I'm not the one bleeding. Why? Because you belong to a certain clique that you must look in like. Hello? There's a pressure to look like you know what time it is. Why? You want to please some people in your life. Why? One of the things you must learn this year is to say no without explaining yourself. Listen, the more you focus on what is important, the less people begin to have of you. They are like, it looks like you have changed. Oh. It's not like you have changed. You are paying attention to what is important. This year, learn how to say no. You say, Charlie? You say, why? You say, I've just downloaded a series. I'm coming with popcorn. You know that you have to finish a book you want to finish in January. You are now in the middle. When you use that time to read, you will finish it before the year will be over. But so come. You can't say no because you want to please that dude, that girl. You want to please her. Brother, the finality of life. When things change, and that dude breaks through, what you call, he will not pick. Pay attention to what is important. Hello? God knows this. That's why he said in Psalm 1 from verse 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Because you want to please them, so you want to do what they are saying. Now sit, then you are in their company. Then you are in the company. Brother, it is urgent, but it's not important. It is urgent, but it is not important. Once you keep paying attention to what is important, sometimes even people that are very close to you, you lose them. One day Jesus was preaching. One of the disciples came and said, your father and your siblings are outside. They said they want to talk to you. He said, my father and my siblings are the one here hearing God's word. Why can't my mother enter and sit down and hear the word of God? It is an urgent matter, but he chose to take an important matter and forget the mother that is outside, who cannot join church and sit down. His mother doesn't come to his church. She's outside saying that, call Jesus, for he's my son, my firstborn. Go and tell her that the people who are my mother, my siblings, they are the ones who hear the word of God and follow it. Every urgent matter can stay. Give the Lord praise. So, people can bring urgent matters in your life. You must learn to say no. The first CEO prophet of your life is you yourself. Hello? So that you can pay attention to what is important. Praise be to God. Are you still there? The next thing in our days that can pose serious problems and bring urgent issues is social media. Hello? Social media. You know, people serve them and people just go on social media. They don't have any target of what they want to go and look for. When they are going and they see bigmama.com, they follow it. You will see them, they will be watching big buttocks and big breasts. They are not going to look for any information on social media. They are just surfing the net. When they go on IG, they go to the search and they go to say, yes, I got you, baby, today. I'll look at your soul. So you see that, you look at the picture, then the person will turn the phone like this to look at the other side. It is urgent, but it's not important. It is urgent, but it is not important. Because that same data you are using, you can use it to polish a skill. Hello? You can go on YouTube to see how they draw eyeshadow. Is it called eyeshadow? Eyebrow. It's eyeshadow. To draw eyebrow, you can learn it. It's a skill. Nobody can fire it out from you. Is there anyone who learns how to know how to do illegal at ECG? When you sack him from that company, you cannot fire illegal connection from him. It's in him. Hello? If you are clapping, you clap one. You sack him from ECG, but the ability to do it illegal, brother, is still there. That's the power of a skill. You don't have money to learn how to do fashion designing, be going to YouTube. There are 1,001 videos. Buy cheap materials. Train yourself. Once that is your passion, God will meet you halfway. He will meet you. He will meet you. Amen. When I accepted the call of God, I knew that I'll become a public speaker. So then, I began looking at world leaders and those public speakers, especially how they dress, how they communicate, how they behave. Because I know that such people have image consultants at their disposal. Image consultants, they improve the appearance, the communication, the behavior of public speakers. I looked at Obama so much. When Obama has a program, I know how he would dress and go for that program. I don't know how to dress yet, but I believe I'll get there. Because image consultants understand colors. How you miss colors. You get my point? So that, you know, colors have effect on audience. I can't wear red from head to toe and come and stand and say, Pastor, I'll call this. Now our pastor has fallen. You get what I'm saying? You look at the colors. If it's a very important program, I know the color of tie they use. If it's an informal program, I know the color of tie they use. I keep watching till I catch the inspiration behind the address. Are you there? I don't know what God has given you to do, but there's a skill out there to learn. Don't waste your life on social media. I always tell you, you are a makeup artist. Why do you bundle data going to watch football? For what? For what? You are going to watch football when you are a makeup artist. It's of you to learn other skills. Am I helping you this morning? Now we can't come close to you when you're on your phone. Because the things you are watching, the phone is even doing, praise be to God. We must begin to look ourselves in the mirror and tell ourselves the truth that we need to hear. You must begin to ask yourself, how can I become trustworthy? When you begin to ask yourself questions, you begin to get materials that can help you. How can I be loyal? How can I be a loyal friend? Anybody that is my friend, I betray the person eventually. How can I become a reliable fellow? How can I become humble? How can I not be late for functions? Every now and then I am late. The day I choose to iron my stuff the day before, I get late than anybody the following day. How can I? You see, when you ask yourself these questions, you look for materials that can help you become better. Are you still there? Oh, you are not here. Praise be to God. God, the one who can help you most is not even me, the pastor. The one who can help you most is you yourself. That's why Jesus, when he comes, he does not break the door. He knocks on the door. You have the choice to open the door or not. Hello? You come to know that people who are looking for people to hire in our days are not looking for intelligent people. They are looking for people with strong character. I am just telling you. To hell with your certificate from... No, when you sit down, they start analyzing you. Anything you are saying, they want to see if there's consistency in honesty. They are looking for honesty, consistency, hard work. Things that you do, you are doing the thing. No one is supervising you, but you are still doing it. Those are the things they are looking for: strong character, no longer IQ. Because everybody, yesterday, people graduated with masters, thousands upon thousands. Masters have become cheap. What people are looking for is strong character. Then you ask, how can I build strong character? I went for an engagement this Wednesday. I was telling those who were around, I think Thursday or Wednesday. And a pastor friend was going to introduce me to another ICGC pastor. And said, man of God, this is Pastor Ben from ICGC, one branch in East Legon. And he said, Pastor Ben, this is, Prophet Daniel Agbesi. Who doesn't know him? He was in Legon, very popular man of God. He's on billboards in town. He's a man of God. The Lord has really lifted you. And my whole life, that is my target. That someone will look at me and see the hand of God at work. Forget about popularity. Forget about those things. Hello? At least when they say they are fake men of God, you cannot say all pastors. And when I come into your mind, you say some. That is what I am working at every day. I am managing my weaknesses, amplifying my strength, managing my weaknesses. What are you doing to pay attention to the important things and not urgent things? Are you still there? Hello? Hello? Praise be to God. Okay, so we saw Mary in the scripture we read sitting at the feet of Jesus to receive instructions from his mouth. Sorry. The greatest asset of God on earth is his word. Is his what? The greatest asset of God is not money. The greatest asset of God on earth is his word. Anyone who receives God's instructions receives God's greatest investment into his or her life. Anyone who takes time to receive the instructions of God receives God's greatest investment into his or... I'm not talking about people who hear God's word. People who receive it into their heart. God, people hear preaching every day, but not many people are transformed. God wants you to make time to receive his word into your life. The beginning of every week is Sunday. If you can't come and worship God on Sunday and receive his strength upon your life, he cannot be part of the rest of the days. He can't. Because God cannot be second. I am just telling you. If God cannot be first in your life, he cannot be second. Hello? The instructions of God protect you from yourself and from others because it imparts you with wisdom to know what to do at any given time. When you receive God's word, it protects you from yourself because, sister, what you can do, you have no idea. The distraction you can cause, the reason we don't fight. There's a brother here. One time he was sharing, I think I shared it with you one time. He fights. When you provoke him, he will beat you. He will beat you. So one day we were talking and I said, I almost mentioned his name. I said, you have children, right? He said, yes. I said, when your children are standing beside you and someone provokes you, will you fight? He said, no, I will not fight. I said, why? He said, I don't want my children to see me fighting. I said, yes. Live for a cause. Anytime someone provokes you, just imagine that your children are standing around and behave your best. One day I was in the office. He called me. He was panting. Pastor, are you in the office? Pastor, are you? I said, I'm in the office. He said, Pastor, I'm coming. Pastor, I am coming. When he came, he was shaking all over. I said, what is happening to you? He said, someone provoked me. But I remembered what you said. And I did not fight. I did not fight. He was shaking the way he was shaking. If he had grabbed that guy, oh my. he would have killed his soul. Amen. The instruction of God put a check on him. It protected him from himself. And it will protect you from other people when you receive the instructions of God. Are you still there? The instructions of God activate godly inclinations or godly desires in you. This time around, they are not weaknesses, but it's going to activate strength in you, which dictates your priorities. Once your desires are stirred up, it will dictate how you prioritize your life. The things you want to see first and the things you want to see second in your life. And priorities will shape your choices. And your choices will determine your action, for the sake of time. So let's just move forward. So Jesus said to Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. So here was Martha going about and looking at Jesus, talking to Mary. Mary was just looking at Jesus. Either she say amen. And so Jesus, no, explain that side. I don't understand. Then she was eyeing Mary. Martha was eyeing, look at Jesus. Jesus, then she came. Jesus, don't you care that I am all alone trying to fix meals? Won't you tell her to come and help me? He said, you worry about many things. You are troubling yourself about many things. He said, one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that. The things that you are worried about, they are urgent issues, but they are not the most important thing in life. Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Are you still there? Now, I want to show you the benefit of seeking God's priority. Why would Jesus make such a statement? You know, when you focus on the instruction of God, it helps you to focus in life. When you pay attention to the preaching of God's word and you receive instructions from God, it helps you to focus in life. Though there are urgent matters in life, you have practiced focusing on God's word. You know, as I'm talking to you, there are other things that are coming to your mind. You are shaking them off just to pay attention. By doing so, once you leave the presence of God, you carry that same character and practice into other areas of your life. You don't easily get distracted. Are you there? If you can't focus on God's word, you can't focus on anything. Praise be to God. It helps you to focus on other important things of life. Mary kept her gaze on Jesus and not distracted with urgent matters. She knew that their washroom is not clean, but she chose the important thing. Psalm 34, verse 5. Psalm 34, verse 5. Anything you focus on over time, you look like that thing. Hello? When you keep focusing on shame and problems, your life will look like problem. In fact, it will look like prayer topic. Hello? It will look so difficult. Because those are the things you focus on. Bible said, they looked to him and were radiant. And their faces were not ashamed. You cannot keep looking in the face of God, believing his word, and then you will be put to shame. Never. Never, never. David said, I was young, but now I am old. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. You cannot trust God, and God will put you to shame. It may look like it is taking a long time, but the day your tab will open, the day your tab will open, the day your tab will open, you will be the latest celebration in town. If you are hearing me, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. The number two benefit of seeking God's priority, you are free from anxiety because you know the end of all things. You are free from what? The word of God gives you assurance of how you will end. People who are empty of God's word are the people who are always worried, always anxious, always troubled. I'm a pastor. People come to me every day. People who get, see, they get so troubled. When you check, the word life is very little in them. They don't have room for God's word. People who are full of God's word, they can be in storm and still be calm. I'm telling you. Why? They know the outcome. Oh my God. They know that their boat will never sink. Their boat will never sink. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Amen. A man who is full of God's word is always calm, even in the midst of storm. Martha said to Jesus, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? She's worried about many things because she has not heard the word of God. Let's go to Mark chapter 4, 38 to 39. 38 to 39. Mark chapter 4. I'm going to show you disciples in a boat on a water body, and there was a storm that hit them. And when the storm came at them, they forgot that Jesus was in the boat. Isn't it surprising that when we are going through tough times, because we have not made God first in our life, we always forget him. We try many other things. When we don't succeed, then so, Allah, we have come. But he was in the stand, asleep on a pillow. The storm hit them. Water was entering the boat. They were fetching it out. You know, Peter was a fisherman. He said, as for this one, I've seen it before. Let's use experience. Let's tilt the boat on this side. They tilted. They almost died. They said, hey, brothers, let's do it this way again. They were trying what they could do. Then one person remembered that Jesus is in the boat, but he is sleeping. Why? Why is he sleeping? He knows he cannot die. He can't. Water cannot choke him. The boat cannot capsize. As he's in the boat, he knows it. That's why he's sleeping. Isn't it amazing? The same situation happening to two groups of people. One group is alarmed. One group is crying for help. Another group is sleeping. That is life. This year, that's how this year will be. People will be anxious. There will be trouble. It's not easy. It's not easy. Other people cruise control. Yes, it shall be your portion. Cruise control. He said, where are you going? He said, I feel like driving around. He said, fuel price have gone up. He said, really? Really? Where? Which part of the world? He said, Ghana, fuel price. I said, I have no idea. Cruise control. Amen. I am telling you, God is going to change your story. Amen. I said, when you make God first, he's going to change your story. When you shout amen, I see God helping you. Amen. But he was in the stand, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Go to the next verse. The next verse says, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. May whatever thing that's going to come out from you this year, calm every storm in the name of Jesus. Every troubled waters around you, the moment you speak, let such troubled waters hear your voice and comply in the mighty name of Jesus. Give the Lord praise. The last benefit you have. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. The last benefit you have when you make God your priority is the preservation of blessings. Jesus said, whatever thing matter will have, nobody, Mary, nobody's going to take it out of her hands. The blessing that comes from God is preserved by God. You see, when you fight for blessings, you must preserve the blessings by your own strength. But if it is from God, God is committed to keep that blessing in your life. He said, nobody, he said, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. I don't know which blessing God is going to give you, but I prophesy, you will not lose it.
Amen.
I say, you will not lose it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So, danger of neglecting what is important. So, in case you decide that, Pastor, all the things that you are saying, I have made up my mind. As for me, to hell with God, to hell with the first place, I have made up my mind. I love my ways. I just want to show you so that when it happens, you will not say, I didn't tell you. Danger of neglecting what is important. Number one, it's only one. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. I want to show you the danger. Remember, therefore, from where you are falling, repent and do the what? Preach with me. And do the what? The first works. Or else, I will come to you quickly and remove your what? Shout mercy. He said, remember, therefore, from where you are falling. As I'm preaching, I'm also talking to myself. where I have fallen, say, Daniel, repent. Oh. Then God is saying that, repent and do the first works. First works are the things that pertains to God. Because the first position is always for God. Do the first work, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. When you don't put God first and pay attention to the most important thing in God's list, he will take away your light. He will do what? He will take away your light. You will keep diminishing in relevance and significance. You are doing all you know to do, but it looks like you cannot shine. Can I tell you something? We are not the best in the world. We are not the ones who are the most righteous. But in the day God shines his light on you, everybody will pay attention to you. Are you there? Listen, your business may be a small business, but once you pay attention to the first works, God will throw his light upon that business. You see? You have gifts. You have talent. But the only way people will patronize your goods and services is when God throws light upon you. The lampstand, its purpose is to make sure that the lamp has, has a high standing to shine to people. When you light a lamp and you put it on the ground, or a candle, put it on the ground, it does not shine like when you put it on a cardboard. How many of you know what I'm talking about? When you put it at a high level, it shines brighter than when you put it on the ground. Hello? God said, when you don't go back doing the first work, I will remove your lampstand. And brother, when God removes your lampstand, am I the one to pray? To bind the hand of God, your hand, I bind it. Release the lampstand. Am I the one to go and pray for you? Are you still there? What makes people to see your business, your gift, your talent, is when God shines his light upon you. This morning, may Jehovah shine his light upon you. May he shine it upon the work of your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may God shine his light upon your talent. Shout amen like thunder. You can only shine among your family members when God gives you a lampstand to stand on. He said, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. May God give you elevation. Amen. May God give you something to stand on. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 8 verse 16. The last scripture text, and we are out of here. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 8 verse 16. The Bible said, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but set it where? On a lampstand, that those who enter may see the light. If your business is not seen, it is time to pay attention to the first things. If your talent, your gift is not recognized, it's not accepted, it is time to pay attention to the first things. Without paying attention to the first things, you cannot shine. You can't. Because God has to give you a lampstand to stand on. If it looks like something is covering your light, it is time to pay attention to what matters. Bow down your heads in prayer. You want to tell God this morning, I repent because I have heard your word. I want to do the first things. I want to do the first works. I want to pay attention to what is important and not only what is urgent. Help me, Spirit of God. Help me, Spirit of God. I need you to bow down your heads and talk to God this morning. You want to tell God, God, I have lost my lampstand. But I have repented this morning. Give me back my lampstand. Give me back that which will cause me to shine. Shadow Gavili Megado Sabaragadayas.